The Northern Territory government says it supports, either in full or in principle, all 227 of the recommendations of the Royal Commission into Youth Detention and Child Protection. But it hasn't yet announced what funding will be committed to make the necessary sweeping systemic reforms. And among the recommendations that are supported in principle only, and that's about half of them, is one that the NT Children's Commissioner and Indigenous rights advocates insist is vital. It's the recommendation that the age of criminal responsibility be lifted from 10 to 12. Let's go to our reporter in Darwin, Stephanie Zillman.
There are some changes the NT government could make that cost nothing. Ensuring that no child under 14 is detained and raising the age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 12. But 3 months since the Royal Commission into Youth Detention and Child Protection made its findings, the majority are still only supported in principle. Northern Territory Children's Commissioner Colleen Gwynn.
Well, look, I would hope that they would have taken that one up immediately. I think we could have set a precedence and taken some leadership on that issue across Australia.
The Northern Territory's Minister for Families, Dale Wakefield, is in charge of coordinating the government's response.
We need to be very clear, this is not just a Territory Families reform, it is a whole of government reform.
In a 45-minute press conference, the Minister was pushed on why there's still no timeframe around the most straightforward recommendations, like raising the age of criminal responsibility.
That is a legal process of legal reform we need to do. We know that putting children, primary age children, into a detention centre is absolutely not going to achieve the outcomes that we want to achieve through this reform.
Today's formal response, just meeting the Royal Commission's three-month deadline, was striking for its lack of detail around practical changes to the youth detention and child protection systems. The government hasn't committed any new money for changes other than spending $70 million on new youth detention centres in Darwin and Alice Springs. For the 226 other recommendations, Dale Wakefield says a budget still needs to be approved by Cabinet.
We have got a budget process with a very strong work program so that we're very clear about what we're asking through the budget process, and that will be clearly spelled out in our implementation plan that will be available at the end of March.
The Commonwealth has refused to co-fund the inquiry's recommendations. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has previously told Parliament that youth justice and child protection systems had to be paid for by the states and territories. Jared Sharp is a former youth lawyer who appeared in the ABC's Four Corners report on the Dondale Youth Detention Centre.
I do think too that we have to bear in mind the scale of the issues that the Northern Territory government is facing here. In my view, the issues are most pronounced in regional and remote Northern Territory. And if we're to see this report and its recommendations implemented in full, it is a massive undertaking that must have the Commonwealth's backing as well. And I really think that if the Commonwealth went into this 50-50, they have to continue that support to make sure these recommendations are implemented.
The Commonwealth Government is backing an audit of all funding entering the Northern Territory, but the NT Government refuses to cooperate. Olga Havnen is the CEO of Aboriginal Health Service, Danila Dilba. She was previously the Coordinator General of Remote Service Provision. She's reserving judgment on whether the Territory Government's response is adequate until she sees its reform budget released at the end of the month.
I think it would be nice to see in this budget, and that would be our expectation, that there is a reasonable level of commitment and some realistic resourcing made for implementing these reforms. I'm prepared to wait and see. I think some of the costings that need to be done on this work and what's required, particularly in remote and regional parts of the Territory, are fairly complex pieces of work. So, you know, just rushing in and picking a figure out of the air I don't think is particularly helpful.
Olga Havnen, the CEO of Aboriginal Health Service, Danila Dilba. Stephanie Zillman, our reporter.